So I would like to welcome to Chai FM, Kantha Naker. She is the vice chairperson for SIPA, that is the South African Institute of Professional Accountants. Welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you, Kathy.
And you know, you look very sober and you look very prim and proper. But once you know those working hours are over, we know what you accountants get up to.
I'm hoping to convince you and the rest of the people in the studio and people listening to us today that accountants are really fun people. We don't dress in grey anymore, albeit that my colleague with me today is dressed in
grey. Yeah, I was just about to say, grey. Okay, but he doesn't have a tie.
No. The tie is for tomorrow's event.
Very liberal.
It's day in reserve.
So I'm joined by a fellow board member, Althaf Parker, and an ex-co member on the board. And we've both served SIPA in various positions.
Okay, so what is SIPA?
SIPA is the South African Institute of Professional Accountants.
Yes.
We have been in business close on 37 years.
Do all accountants have to be members?
So we are not. We do not have legislation in this country to actually control where accountants sit. We've got 26 professional bodies. However, there are two bodies that are members, full members of the International Federation of Accountants,
yes.
And that is SICA, CASA is their brand, and SIPA, Professional Accountant SA, is our brand. And we represent combined about 40,000 accountants in this country.
Incredible.
So
it's such a worthy profession.
It is.
And you can be employed anywhere in the world.
Yes. And you can do anything because you need to be able to split up your 10 bucks proper. Hey? You've got to be able to say, I've got $2 for, I'm talking some like I'm giving away my age, but you've got $2 for taxi, you know, 50 cents for bubblegum. You're going to have to know how to budget. So accounting is life for me. Accounting is life
for
you.
And it's an exact science.
It is an exact science.
So if your accountant's getting it wrong, change accountants.
Go to somebody that's accredited. Go to somebody who belongs to a professional body. So there's teeth to go and attack that accountant. You as the public can come to us as a professional body and say, we've got a member who may be your member. Please check. And if they're a member, they've done X, Y, and Z wrong. And there's a process to follow to bring them to book.
Yeah. Okay. So I actually went and I had a look. I didn't realize... There's some interesting facts about accounting. Do you know that Mick Jagger, Janet Jackson, and John Grisham, the author, they all studied accountancy? Did you know that?
This is the first I hear of it.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson, my word. So
not just a pretty face that looks like Diana Ross.
You've got to start somewhere.
And Mick Jagger, not just a pair of lips and hips.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's very interesting. So accounting, this is also very interesting. So the father of accounting, just so that you know, because I know you love general knowledge, was Luca Puccioli. Okay. And the world's first accountants originated in ancient Mesopotamia. That's even... longer. That's time of Abraham, like that time. Many accounting terms have Latin roots. Mm-hmm. And, I just think it's incredible.
Yeah. Look, accounting is fun.
No, it's important.
It's important because it allows us to balance the books. For every debit, there must be a credit. And I learned that from an accountancy teacher years ago.
Yes.
And it's that simplistic philosophy that carries you through all of life. You debit and you credit your body. You debit and you credit your car. You debit and you credit your books.
And something is either an asset or a liability.
Yeah.
I think what a lot of people overlook is when we look
at
when we look at accountants, you know, it's got so many facets. It's not just your gray suited guy of the old day. You know. it is evolved. Accounting has evolved in such a way that even in today's talk, we're saying, you know, computers are taking over the basic job of an accountant. And
that
we
is
say
true.
And we are saying
that was going to be my next question where is the accounting
fraternity going to?
Yes.
Yeah. Because you know, even banks today are offering packages and things, so the accountant, as some people might know it, is
you'd be getting worried. Computer.
Yeah, you'd be getting worried to say that accountant is obsolete. But the market is out there. There's the advice capacity. You know, we as accountants are now being viewed in a different light. It's not just to tell the person, you know, you've made X amount of profit and that much must go to the authorities and things like that.
To do, you know, I mean, all that advice that you give us on tax havens.
In different facets.
You know, New Jersey.
Okay,
let's not go there. We are an ethical body.
Yeah. So let's not go there. We'll tackle that later. So let's come back to what we were talking.
Would we put that into the creative accounting category, Lindiwe?
Very much so.
Travel.
Travel
and tax havens. Yes, fantastic. All right, so tomorrow you've got this event. You're going to be honoring accountants.
Yes. So
the top accountants. So how do you measure one, the capabilities of one accountant over another?
So from a...
We're talking about an exact science here.
It is an exact science, but from an institute perspective, from a board perspective, we've taken the strategic view that we need to look at accounting at every level.
Mm.
So our National Accounting Olympiad, which has been running for 12, 15 years perhaps.
That sounds like such fun. I'm sorry.
It is.
I'm not an accountant, but that sounds like such fun.
I think just before my colleague continues, I think I just want to get the misconception on what you're thinking on the awards. We're not awarding one accountant to another accountant.
Oh, yes.
I'm bursting your bubble. That's not what we're doing. Who's the best creative accountant or the best tax planner? That's not what we're doing in tomorrow's awards.
It changes everything.
So let me...
Lydia and I wanted to come so we can take names.
So maybe we're going to end the interview after that comment. But effectively what we are doing is we're looking at the at our student aspect of things. And I'll allow my vice chair to speak on that aspect. So it's settled. We're not saying one guy is better than the other.
Okay. So the man in the grey suit brought it down.
He is the only man in the studio, by the way, because accountants are mostly women. But anyway, we will get to that just now.
Okay. So how do they actually work? So let's talk about this Olympiad.
So there are three different awards that we've put together into this event. This year, we decided that we're going to have one hell of a Mursa party, and we're going to have
like every year, but we've done them differently previous years,
but we're putting everybody together because it acknowledges grade 11s and 12s. It acknowledges people who are just coming to the profession who have qualified as professional accountants SA, and it acknowledges those people that work in the research component of accounting and tax. So we've taken all of that, put it together and said, through the different stages, let's go and acknowledge people that have done really well. Now, the National Accounting Olympiad, let me stand still for a few minutes, it's been running for 12 or 15 years. We have changed the way in which it is put out to schools, etc., and we acknowledge that we've got a grade 11 and a grade 12 person who may be thinking and moving towards an accountancy profession.
Okay, so you actually want to... Now, I was actually speaking to somebody who was telling me we're talking about careers and where these sectors are going to be 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and many, many jobs are going to be defunct. They're going to be obsolete, redundant. So we're talking about accounting. They said it's still a good career. A university graduate who has studied accounting at university can walk into a job tomorrow and receive a 40,000 rand salary.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very good starting salary.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really, that's amazing. And I think that once you do accounting, you also come across other opportunities because sometimes you can see opportunities that other people can't.
Mm-hmm. So from an accounting education perspective, we've and that's where I'm going to talk about the next leg of our awards, which is called the Project Achiever Professional Accountant SA Awards. But we've recognized that the type of skills that are going to be required from that grade 6, actually from grade 2, should be teaching more cognitive skills.
But the teachers don't have the skills.
I understand. And it's a big push. One of the projects that we are looking at is going to the school, saying to the teachers, we're going to run a boot camp for you. We understand you may not
develop
have the
an
skills.
App.
Yes.
Develop an app so that parents can download it and in that way kind of circumvent a teacher who doesn't understand the basics, because maths is like a ladder, right? Each rung is a new step that you learn. It's an exact science. If you've got a teacher who doesn't understand a concept or doesn't explain it properly, or you are absent that week, you miss a rung. Its time will come where if you miss enough rungs, you can't make it from the bottom rung to the top rung. So you need, like, I think that it would be amazing if parents would do that, and I'm sure a free app, it's great for you, and it's fantastic for the parents. I'm just saying.
So we have a solution. We always have solutions. Accountants always have solutions, by
I
the
know.
Way.
How about that?
Tell us about it. So the solution is that this year we started off in the Ekurhuleni district, I think it's called.
Yeah.
We started off a maths and teacher boot camp. And I think we went out to students and we went out to teachers and we ran this winter school. I agree about the app. We've also got to acknowledge that we've got to bridge into, as we move into fourth industrial revolution, tech type of talk. We've got people that we've got to bring along for the ride. And so, yes, an app is important, but also face-to-face interaction with people is important. We regularly go on talk shows like this. We regularly go to
schools.
Yeah, but
this is the best one. Admit you're having more fun here than
Tons of fun with the blue suede shoes before this mix. So, lots of fun.
The song gets it.
Gets the thumbs up. But there's just a lot of work to be done. And I think it's going to take a very synergistic view of education as a whole. For everybody that's involved in some form or the other to like climb in and start fixing, we really need to change the way in which we address those transfer skills. It's not really about teaching somebody and expecting them to regurgitate. It's about making them understand that they're learning for life, that there is no wrong answer, actually, which is what we tell some of the people on our facet-funded Project Achiever program that takes people to qualification as a professional accountant SA, that allows them to develop their research skills, that allows them to come back and say, well, this techno thing called IFRS 16 can be explained, because what did Einstein say? If you cannot explain something, you do not understand it. True. So we're trying to teach those skills and take that accountancy student along that journey and get them to an end result, which is professionalization, bring them into a professional body, and hopefully they filter out into the economy, either as a practicing member, which the two of us are, we have our own practices, or you work in commerce and industry, or you work in public sector, because every facet of the economy needs us.
Why did you become an accountant? You had a mother, right?
Quite by
And your,
mo-
your mother told you, you're
either
going to be a doctor.
My father is an accountant.
Oh, your father's an accountant.
My father is an accountant. He's a member of SIPA. He was an accountancy teacher. My sister is an internal auditor. It runs in our blood.
Okay.
Apparently, it's our right family there. Name in India, they're accountants, apparently.
Really?
So I'm told.
So if I go to India and I say, I know Kanthanaker.
No, you know my maiden surname.
Oh,
is
your maiden
Reddy.
Reddy.
And apparently, Reddys are people who are very on board in terms of taxes.
It's genetic.
So apparently it's come down the bloodline.
Amazing.
To this fourth generation South Africa.
Fantastic. All right. Well, listen, all the best with the with the event tomorrow.
It is a jol. Yes, you're right. It is a jol.
I'm sure it is.
It's lots of fun. We acknowledge the schools and the teachers. We acknowledge the people that have walked. It takes a village to raise a child, as you said earlier. And we acknowledge the people that have walked that path to get these people into either, an accountancy profession, into the professional body, or have done really marvelous work from a research perspective to help people going forward.
Awesome. Just before we go, we've covered two of our events, which was centered around students and getting them there. But our third category is actually where we have had some thesis in the accounting and tax. And I think that's our premier one, where we've actually had professional guys look at the theses that were submitted to us and awarding 1, 2, 3 positions in those two categories. And that is where professional people have come in. And it doesn't necessarily have to come from an accountant. It can also come from an attorney.
How are you different? How is SIPA different from the chartered accountant?
Chartered accountant. Yeah. One has to realize, when we talk about a chartered accountant, everybody jumps on the bandwagon and they assume that they all are auditors. not all chartered accountants are auditors. You've got to be registered with IRBA to be recognized as an auditor. Mm-hmm. So if you really look at it, at the non-auditor chartered accountant, and if you should look at a professional accountant, really, we synonymous. We the same. We do the same work. Okay? The auditor is the one who does the attest function, but to do an attest function, you've got to be a member of IRBA.
All right. I wanted to go into this, but unfortunately, we have to go.
Another show.
Come back. Don't drink and drive. Have a wonderful party
Thank
tomorrow.
You so Thanks for the much. Opportunity. Thank you,
right. Thank you. All right. So, yeah, that's Kantha Naker and her colleague, both board members of SIPA, South African Institute of Professional Accountants. That is how we got to 6 o'clock. How did it happen? Darn it. It was the Elvis. I know. It was the Elvis. I'm sure of it.
You guys are wonderful. You're doing really, really amazing.
Thank you so much, Kantha. All right. So let's go to news. And thank you so much. We will see you tomorrow afternoon. And we've got a surprise for you tomorrow afternoon because it is Thursday.
Thursday.
I know. So exciting.
Bye-bye.